Welcome to Ask the Guru, the podcast where we tackle those big questions like, who am I and why am I here? Thank you so much for joining me on the quest for the answers. Welcome back to Ask the Guru. So I have a super special podcast for you today. I have decided that I am going to release the first few chapters of the book that I've been working on over the last couple years onto the podcast in an audible version. So today is going to be chapter one. The book is called Hidden in Plain Sight, A Journey to Remembering. And it is really a book designed for people that are wanting to awaken, to shift their consciousness in some way, to expand and see the world that was truly intended to be seen and experienced, that is right there in front of us, hidden in plain sight. So let's begin. Chapter one. I begin chapter one with a quote by Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. He says, "One can go through the patterns of life without even being aware of them, just like animals. Cows never get bored of chewing grass every day. That's why the very desire to be free from the patterns of life itself is a great blessing. If even the slightest desire for freedom has arisen in you, know that you are very lucky." Am I talking to you? Has a desire within you emerged for a greater understanding of the self and the secrets of life? Are you one of the few who realize life can be more than just a mundane cycle of habitual behavior? Are you beginning to look outside of the lines drawn by society in search of something more? Do you wonder what life beyond the limitations of mass consciousness could be like? Has questioning allowed you to see the impacts of the subconscious programming that has been gifted to you by society, ancestral belief systems, or coded in your DNA? Is liberation from suffering high on your priority list? Are you ready to answer your calling and blaze a new trail, even if it means feeling alone, isolated, and possibly misunderstood? If you're resonating with these questions, you are the leaders of the future. You are not alone. The world is changing, evolving, and you are at the forefront. You cannot know the way to a place you've never been. Allow this book to be your guide. While the television and media depict a world that seems to be unable to escape from the shade of uncertainty, many, like you, are waking up to their power. Finding this book was by design. It was written for you. Within these pages are the words that will unlock your full, unlimited potential. With each passing chapter, another layer will be lifted until the truth of who you are is revealed, and those who are willing will discover a whole new world. Changing your lens. What if you could simply change the lens you are currently seeing the world through? Or better yet, remove the lens altogether and see all that resides behind the veil of the mind. To gain mastery of life, it is imperative that we first learn how to observe and change the filters through which we perceive. The words in this book were carefully chosen and constructed with this intent. Together, we will step into these pages, absorb the words, and become available to a shift. The shift I'm referring to is like changing the filter on your Instagram photo. I'm sure you've all been witness to a vastly different photo emerging by simply changing the filter. The mind has a default filter chosen by the subconscious programming. This filter of the mind creates your experience. Consciously choosing to change this filter can reveal a whole new world. I've witnessed the power of changing your lens many times throughout the course of my 15 years as an international yoga instructor and life coach. Although the shift is internal, it is often revealed externally as a spontaneous healing or manifestation of desired outcomes in careers, relationships, etc. People will feel as though a block has been removed and the flow of all that they've been wishing for suddenly comes rushing towards them. They may have an influx of prosperity, a new job opportunity, or find the solution for their illness, maybe even meet their dream partner. The world is waiting for who you are becoming. To shift, you must leave behind the old version of you. Throughout my life, I've experienced these profound shifts, and although I look the same on the outside, I have become someone very different in almost every aspect of self. My story, roles, beliefs, and habits have changed. As a result, my world expanded, limitations dropped away, and my new lens created a new perspective. As my beliefs changed, my boundaries moved, and my world grew. I became available to new, wonderful flows of opportunity. As if veils, once clouding my vision, were lifted, the world changed before my eyes. I likened it to the journey of a caterpillar. It withdraws from the world to undergo a transformation where its perspective changes drastically. I often wonder, what inspires its transformation? Scientists say that it's written in its DNA. Once triggered, dormant genes turn on and the caterpillar does the unthinkable. It creates its own tomb, where its old identity is completely dissolved. It becomes void. If you were told that you could eventually grow wings and fly, but first you would have to nearly cease to exist, would you be willing? I think the answer for most would be no, not without a strong motivation, a force that pushes from behind instead of compelling you forward. For example, even if the relationship or job is no longer fulfilling, most wait for their significant other to break up with them or their boss to fire them before being forced to move on. Others remain in the job or relationship that no longer fits and is becoming increasingly uncomfortable until they can find something new, transitioning out and in at the same time. Very few of us are willing to walk bravely into the unknown, relinquishing a part of our identity, allowing a part of the self to dissolve, even when we are absolutely aware that the dissolution is necessary in order to get where we are going. We've all heard the saying, the definition of insanity is to do the same things over and over while expecting different results. We know this to be true, however, we often find ourselves stuck in the routine of habitual behavior, even as we are aware of it. What if there is a whole world waiting to be revealed to you? Are you one of the lucky ones who have stopped mindlessly grazing in the field long enough to want to break free? The key lies in your ability to turn that desire into willingness and to find the courage to change your lens. As we grow, experience, see more things, and gain more knowledge, the perceived world expands. Once expanded, you cannot go back to before. You cannot unsee what you've seen, but you can tell a different story or look at it through a new lens. Does the butterfly remember what it was like to live in the limitations of the caterpillar? Do you remember how it felt when you couldn't walk or talk? Transformation and growth aren't easy. That is why so few elevate themselves to true liberation. How willing are you? Are you willing to take the first step, even if it means removing yourself from all external influence? Turning off your phone, finding solitude, separating from those who think they know who you are and can reflect their image of you back to you? Withdrawal is necessary preparation for dissolution. To create a new you, your current habits, expectations, and roles must be interrupted. Patterns and habitual behavior can be triggered by people, environment, etc. If locked into the same role, you will keep the same perspective, preventing you from changing your lens. Like the butterfly, you must be willing to completely dissolve your entire identity in order to turn on those dormant genes and remember who you are. The void. Throughout my life, I've undergone many of these dissolutions of self. I have isolated, contemplated, done silent meditation retreats, and felt as if I was traveling through a place void of anything. I would read, write, and place myself in the presence of wise teachers and guides. For me, it became a place of comfort and waiting. For most, a desire to go inward can be cause for alarm, and society may tell you there's something wrong with you. There are others with expectations of you that need you to show up the same way, even if it limits you or keeps you stuck. How can you know who you really are without a willingness to spend time alone with you? Unconsciously moving through your day, reacting to life as it shows up, you are allowing the world to dictate to you who you are. Not really knowing you or understanding your needs can create imbalance and disharmony within the self. I believe that the desire to withdraw is a healthy response to the internal discord. Taking time to be with you, closing your eyes, being still, going inward, sets the stage for transformation. Like the caterpillar, a true metamorphosis requires you to travel into the darkness of the unknown, a place void of all inspiration, drive, or desire. Like taking an eraser to a chalkboard and starting with a clean slate. Once free of all the ideas about who you are or what you should be doing, you can begin to ask, who do I want to be and what do I want to do? If you allow, the answers will arise from within and you will feel a spark of inspiration. It may take a few days, weeks, or hours, but you will most definitely emerge with a new, revitalized zest for life and a knowing of who you are, your own personal truth. Eventually, everyone will spend time in the void, whether or not they are willing. Most enter the void under the label of burnout, breakdown, exhaustion, or depression. Like so many things in life, avoidance just creates disturbance. Even as we become increasingly dissatisfied with our daily routine and we find ourselves dragging through the day, waiting to get it over with, we are not sure how to press pause until we're forced. What if we allowed ourselves to create space and time to just be without it being an escape from fear, pain, struggle, or oppression? Why do we struggle being still, quiet, and alone? Where does the learned fear of stillness and isolation come from? Of course, a society cannot celebrate those who want to explore outside the boundaries. I mean, to be a contributing member of society, you must have a role and show up. You must stay within the lines. This mentality makes sense and it makes us feel safe, but eventually, a fraction of society starts to ask the question, isn't there something more to life? Those who begin looking outside the lines of society must first withdraw from societal norms and try to eliminate roles society may have given them, clearing their chalkboard and entering the void. In an effort to connect with true solitude, an attempt to find peace in wanting nothing, doing nothing, being nothing, without guilt, blame, or shame is necessary. Doing, wanting, and being nothing is removing all filters the mind perceives through. Without the limitations of these filters, everything is seen as it truly is, free of all expectations, limitations, and beliefs. Imagine absolute freedom and a field of pure potential waiting to be molded by you as your lens. We are nature. As humans, we are all burdened with living inside the limitations of society. We live in boundaries, structure, and restrictions created by man to prevent chaos. This is not natural. Within our nature is a need for freedom. There's a part of us that remembers that we were once free to choose before we entered into the limitations of our human body. This creates an internal battle. On one side, we want to be a good citizen, and on the other, we want to be free to choose and live as we wish. We recognize that our society is broken and a restructuring is necessary. We see this in the uproars of society recently calling against oppression and police brutality. We know that we must look outside the lines drawn by society to find a solution. Yet, we stay in the patterns, fearful to create the ripples in the system. Many people are at a breaking point, feeling the symptoms of this. They feel alone, disposable, uninspired, and without purpose. These feelings, when unresolved, become like bubbles rising to the surface and exploding. The result is a drastic increase in mental illness, panic disorders, anxiety, depression, and suicide. We are seeing homeless populations and mental illness soaring, and nobody seems to be asking why. Even those who are seen as contributing members of society, those who go to work and return home, are quietly suffering. They feel stuck, suffocated, broken, like a windshield that has been shattered but is somehow holding it together. They mistake their desire for something more with unhappiness. Unable to change their habits and routine, they search for a solution that allows them to keep doing what they are doing because that is all they know. Eventually, they meet a breaking point, something small that tips them over the edge, and the windshield shatters into a million tiny pieces. The doctor confirms that they are sick and prescribes a Band-Aid to try and hold it together. You are not broken. The inability to feel fulfilled in a society that is broken is a sign that you are waking up. The solution is to pause, take time to separate from the demands and routines set forth by society, turn off the television and cell phone, be with nature, attempt to remember who you are beyond the roles you are playing. Allow yourself to want something more, to completely shift your perspective, to turn on those dormant genes, and like the butterfly, completely change your lens and perspective to begin living the way you were intended. The world is counting on you. You can make a difference. As you awaken and see the light, remembering who you are, you will inevitably shine the light for others, as I am doing now. Are you ready to find true freedom, become who you are meant to be, and access your power? If you feel as though you've been shattered into a million tiny pieces and you're not sure where to start putting it all back together again, allow this book to be your glue. Reading these pages will put all the pieces back together again with a new, fresh lens. To know yourself is to know the why behind your words, thoughts, and actions. Are you ready to grow wings and, like the butterfly, explore a vast new world? For you and I to continue this journey into remembering and revealing what is hidden in plain sight, you must first intend it. Decide right now what result you would like to have at the end of this book. The first step towards dismantling the patterns you may be locked into is to become intentional. Ask yourself, what do I want? Before you begin anything, your day, your shower, or even brushing your teeth, you must know why. To know why, you must first know you. Be still, and in the stillness, place the questions, who am I? What do I want? And why do I want it? And listen for the answers. Isn't it time you started to get to know you? Most of us struggle with these questions because we are busy being told what we should or have to do. When you know yourself, you'll be doing even the smallest things from a place of infinite and extraordinary love. You'll be working in conjunction with the Creator and in fulfillment of your higher purpose. Ask yourself often, why? What is your intention or desired result behind this action? Why are you choosing to do it? Know the answer to questions like, what does freedom look like to you? What does living your best life mean to you? If this book could create a shift and open up a portal to a whole new world, a world without limits, what would you want that world to look like? This book was written in response to my having asked myself those same questions. I have been compelled to write these words as a calling from my higher purpose. My intent is that the words on the following pages assist you in changing your lens, that my words may help you to recall a time before you witnessed or experienced emotional or physical pain, a time when you trusted without question and loved without condition. A time when you were truly free and allowed life to flow devoid of resistance. I have written this book so that you may work through the processes on each chapter designed to assist you in taking down the walls of limitation, blocking your view of what your true potential is. I intend that you will discover the power within your own consciousness to change all external circumstances and live the life you desire and deserve without limits and with resounding joy. Are invisible ropes holding you in place? I'm going to finish this chapter with a parable that I love of a young boy who is instructed by his master to watch over his cows. Doing as he was told, the boy found a vantage point high on the hill where he could see all the cows while also keeping an eye on any approaching predators. At dusk, he was safely secure the cows before heading home. The dogs would be depended on to ward off predators throughout the night. Hours passed, and the boy noticed the sun getting closer to the horizon, the yellow hues turning to gold. He knew it was time to go, so he made his way down the slope to the herd. Each cow wore a rope that would dangle from their necks and drag along the ground as they grazed. Part of the boy's duties was to gather the cows one at a time, using their ropes to guide them to the post and tie them to it. He enjoyed sneaking up on the cows and coercing them to follow him over to the post. Most, used to the routine, followed the boy with very little prodding. All was going well, until the boy realized one of the cows had lost its rope. He looked all over but couldn't find it. It was as if it had just disappeared. Unable to successfully complete his duties, the boy went to find his master. Out of breath, the boy had run across several acres, worried the sun would set, hurriedly said, "Master, I'm so sorry to bother you, but I'm not sure what to do. One of the cows has lost his rope, and I can't find it anywhere. Please, tell me how you wish for me to proceed." The master, without looking away from his papers that were strewn across his desk, replied, "Silly boy. Just walk the cow over to the post and pretend to tie him up. That should do just fine." The boy looked puzzled. "Master, did you say pretend to tie him up?" "Yes, boy, now run off and finish your job before the light is gone," the master replied. The boy, with a confused look on his face, returned to the door to do what he's told. He ran as fast as he could, attempting to outrun the setting sun, which was now only half visible over the horizon. When he returned to the field where the cows had spent their day grazing and now were tied to the post, he found the one that had lost his rope standing near the others, as if he was just waiting for the boy to tie him up. So the boy did just that. He guided the cow over to the post, and as his master had instructed, he pretended to tie him up. Pleased he had accomplished his duties for the day, the boy went home. The next day, when he arrived to the field, he found all the cows standing next to the post where he had left them the night before. He carefully untied them one at a time, and each of them wandered back out into the field. Then he noticed the cow without the rope, the one that he had pretended to tie up, was still standing at the post. He tried shooing him into the field, even pushing him, but the cow would not budge. Frustrated, the boy once again ran to find his master. "Master," the boy said, "remember the cow you had asked me to pretend to tie up?" "Yes," the master replied. "Well, he's still there at the post, which is good, I suppose, but now I can't get him to leave the post. What should I do?" the boy pleaded. "Well," the master raised his head with a look of annoyance for being bothered with this nonsense, asked, "Did you untie the cow?" "Sir, the cow isn't tied up. I just pretended to tie him." "Well, then, pretend to untie him. Now go and get to work." The boy, with the same puzzlement as the night before, ran back to the field where the cows were now grazing, except for the one still standing at the post. And the boy, feeling a little silly, walked over to the cow and, as his master instructed, pretended to untie him. To his surprise, the cow happily wandered into the field to join the others. I love this parable because it speaks to the imaginary ties that bind us, that hold us in place. See, that cow at one point was little, and when he was tied to that post, probably fought against the restrictions, fought against the boundaries of limitation, but eventually found himself to not be strong enough to beat those boundaries, and gave up. And at that point, as he got older, all the cow needed was somebody to pretend to tie him up, and he believed that he was locked, restricted, bound. So many of us have these same invisible ties holding us back, imaginary prisons that we're living within. Walls, confines, all created by the mind. At one point, we weren't quite strong enough to fight free, so we just accepted these as part of our lives. But now is a time that we look at them, start dismantling these walls, untying the binds, and freeing ourselves. Please continue listening Chapter 2 is coming next.